You can make a snowy owl tonight if you like. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning. Rex Howard, WT11 Now. Weather, the snow melting today. 46 are high with some clouds, scattered showers, maybe a little fog out there as well. Details are on the way. Michelle Rumschlag in from the Hancock Park District. A little, you've been fighting what everybody else has been fighting.
I'm doing something, yeah. I don't feel terrible.
Right.
But obviously don't sound like myself. We didn't have vomiting. So I'm like, I can deal with everything else. But yeah,
thank goodness.
Hit the family.
Thanks
over
for
the,
telling us.
The holiday, well, as a mom, moms appreciate mom that because you got to deal with everything.
Right.
You're sick, they're sick. That's sure. So
true.
It's just been a lot of runny noses, coughing.
Tonight, winter crafts. There's still room available snowy owl.
And we got a variety of crafts happening. So that's at 6 o'clock tonight. But the deadline is this morning at 9. So do need to register. It's $5 per craft set. So you sign up, you can get make a snowy owl out of a pine cone. We've got crinkle tissue paper mittens, a snowman sun catcher, and then a little cardinal craft out of cupcake liner. So if you can, you know, want to set up as a family, you can do a set of crafts together. It doesn't have to be per person. It's just per set. It's going to be $5. So register again, HancockParks.com. Just need you to register by 9 o'clock this morning, and that takes place at Oakwoods in the Discovery Center at 6 o'clock tonight. But again, I do need you to register so then I've got supplies around. It's not one of those. A lot of our programs, you can just drop in, no registration, but this is one that we do need you to register for. So you've got some time.
Got some time, a little bit.
To do that, so get your registration in by 9 o'clock.
And you can do a walk on the wild side on Friday morning if you like. Is that on there?
Friday morning? This Friday morning?
Yeah, the night. Walk on the wild side.
Yeah,
10 in the morning.
Yeah, this
you know
Friday,
what's going on.
It's not my hike. So Oakwoods Nature Preserve, this is for our little people. So kids ages 3 to 5 with an adult, but other siblings are welcome to attend. Uh-huh. And so going to be, walking like animals. So visiting different stations to go over animal movements. So this will take place inside the Discovery Center at 10 a.m. No registration. It's free. Just need to stop on in. So again, need to get your kids that need to get a little energy out, come on in and do some animal movements. Check out the puppets and the animals inside the Discovery Center. Mm-hmm. So this Friday, January 9th at Oakwoods Nature Preserve.
Okay. And the bald eagle population, wants to be thought endangered, but we have a plenty, it seems.
It is. And I've been with the park over 25 years. And so when I first started, we had the one nest kind of south of Riverbend. Mm-hmm. And maybe there was another one in the county. So now we've got, it varies. Some get built, some we don't know. So there's probably around 20 or so maybe in the county now is a good guess. But people would call me at the office and be like, I saw a bald eagle, because it just wasn't something that was common.
Right.
It's more common now. It's still cool to see them. It's not like it's a bald eagle.
Yeah.
But there's definitely more of them in the state of Ohio than there used to be, which is very exciting. So this is learning about the bald eagles of Ohio. This is on Saturday, January 10th, between 1 and 3, inside the Discovery Center at Oakwoods. So, again, learning about their habits, how they made a comeback from all of that, and just learning about the bald eagles of Ohio. So, again, all ages, don't need to register anything, just kind of pop on in inside the Discovery Center.
Michelle Rumschlag in from the Hancock Park District. She may not sound like her normal self, but it is her.
Yeah.
Right. And Planetarium is out there. I love Planetarium.
So that's coming up later in the month on Thursday, January 22nd. Of course, this also takes place inside the Discovery Center at Oakwoods. And January's theme is Hero of the Star. So learning about, some of the constellations are obviously got Greek mythology, different stories behind them. And so learning about those heroes that make up those constellations. So going to be at 6 o'clock. Again, it's free, but we do need you to register by that afternoon at 1 o'clock, because we do have a limited amount of space inside the dome. Again, this is an all ages thing. So, again, you just get on the website, go to HancockParks.com. There's a programs tab, takes you to the calendar. And then we have January and February listed on there. So again, this is just obviously a few programs that we're highlighting, but all of our winter program is on there. And then a little bit later in the winter, we'll start putting out spring, summer camp. That happens a little bit later. If we get some snow,
Quiet.
It's the season. I can talk snow. We'll have our Rack and Run Winter Sports Center open at Riverbend, but I think it's going to be almost 60, isn't it, on Thursday? So, but fingers crossed. I mean, it's been a few years since we've been open, but when we have, it was February when we got our snow. So,
okay.
I mean, we're still officially open until the end of February. So there's still plenty of time. We still got 2 months that
All right.
We'll see if Mother Nature cooperates.
There's still plenty of time.
And we get enough snow to do some skiing and snowshoeing. But
right. Okay.
Not in the next couple of weeks, but no. In the near future. But we'll see.
Hopefully. Michelle Rumschlag in Hancock Park District. Check it out, the calendar at hancockparks.com. Yes. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. See you next time.